Thanks so much for joining us during this week of Christmas. We are looking at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. The one Isaiah called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, today Everlasting Father, tomorrow Prince of Peace. Let me read the whole verse and then we'll make some comments. Isaiah 9, 6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. History tells the stories of the rise and fall of human empires. Nations clash in war. One is named the victor, and not always the noblest nation is named the victor. The leaders of the winners get their names in history books. Theologian George Ladd said it this way, but behind the chaotic events of history, the believer recognizes that Jesus Christ, who chose the way of obedience and humiliation, has in fact been exalted to the right hand where he sits as Lord, ruling over the rulers of the earth. His second coming, from one point of view, is to be understood as making manifest to the world the sovereignty which is already his. Jesus rules over all rulers. He is a sovereign over all things. While many human leaders will come and go, Jesus is the everlasting Father. The Old Testament Micah let us know that the one who was to be born in Bethlehem would be the eternal God. John made this clear in his instruction of Jesus when he explained that the Word was with God and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And then Paul wrote in Colossians that Jesus is before all things. The one who entered the world on that silent night was the creator of all things. The one who holds everything together is Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In that stable in Bethlehem, Mary held in her arms the eternal God, the everlasting Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending Jesus, the eternal God clothed in flesh. Thank you for sending Jesus to pay the penalty I couldn't pay, to die the death so I could live forever. Thank you for Jesus. I pray in his name. Amen.